climate change alarmism is accomplished with visual tricks and deceit. And I'm going to show you how they accomplish it to create a false narrative that claims carbon dioxide is rising at crazy levels never before seen in the history of our planet. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you're listening to Health Ranger Science at healthrangerscience.com. First, take a look at this chart labeled atmospheric carbon dioxide. This appears to show that CO2 is rising dramatically. And by the way, this chart ends at about 2015 or so. It's already over 400 parts per million. Look at this chart. Starting in 1960, CO2 levels are very low. It looks like, visually, it's almost near zero, right? But now it's skyrocketing to the top right portion of the chart. It looks alarming, doesn't it? And this is what the climate change narrative is based on. Alarming deception in these charts. What if I told you that this was highly deceptive and visually dishonest? To see that, first take a look at the vertical axis on the left-hand side. Notice that it doesn't start at zero. It starts at 320 and goes up to 400. So what you're only looking at is actually kind of a zoomed in vertical section, almost a row of the chart. You're not seeing the real chart. Now, we're going to zoom it out for you and give the axis 0 to 400 so you can see where this chart actually rests on that entire axis, the full range of numbers. Now, when we zoom out, we see that, in fact, CO2 hasn't risen that much compared to the existing concentration of CO2. And even 400 parts per million is very, very low, by the way. Plants all across our planet are actually starving for CO2. And extra CO2 allows plants to grow food more quickly, and it also encourages reforestation, which is good for the planet. Now let's zoom out on the time scale. Let's go all the way back to 1750. As you can see in this chart, it shows that CO2 levels were also lower in 1750, down to around 280 parts per million, than they are today. And once again, this chart, because it's very selective, showing you a specific time portion and a specific vertical range, appears to show an alarming rise in atmospheric CO2. But again, it's trickery and deceit. Now, let's zoom out on this image and show you 0 to 400 and the year is 1750 to 2010. Now, this is the actual picture of what's happening to CO2. It's barely moving up from the level that it was in 1750. But what happens if we zoom out even further and show a larger timeline? Let's go back 400,000 years and take a look at this chart called carbon dioxide variations. This chart shows that carbon dioxide has been moving up and down, kind of cycling between roughly 300 and 200 for hundreds of thousands of years. And then the chart says, but now the Industrial Revolution has caused this dramatic rise in CO2. You see, now they say it's going from roughly 275 up to 400 parts per million. Once again, this looks very alarmist, and once again, notice that the vertical axis is deceptive. It doesn't show you a zero on the vertical axis. It starts at 200 and goes to 400. So they're selecting which part of this chart to show you. Once again, it's climate science alarmism trickery, and you'll see as we continue to zoom out to look at the really big picture. Now let's really zoom out and look at the entire timeline from 570 million years ago to today. This chart, which is sourced from the IPCC and the NOAA and other government agencies and subdivisions of those agencies, shows that CO2 was actually almost 8,000 parts per million, roughly 520 million years ago. In fact, if you look at the chart, you'll notice that the bottom right-hand corner, which is a little dot, is near the lowest the CO2 level has ever been, which represents the CO2 that we know. Obviously, Earth is older than 570 million years, but this is the time period for which we have better CO2 data. And as you'll see here, CO2 levels have been much, much higher in the past. They've been not just 2,000 parts per million or 3,000 parts per million. They've been 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 parts per million. And notably, this all happened before the Industrial Revolution. There were no fossil fuels being burned by humans, obviously, 520 million years ago. So how, if global warming is caused by humans alone, how did CO2 get almost to 8,000 parts per million 520 million years ago, which is long before the invention of the combustion engine or even the rise of modern humans? Also note that the vertical axis on this chart is honest. It starts at zero. so you can see the entire big picture. You can see where CO2 levels have been before and where they are now. So the more we zoom out and get the bigger picture, the more we realize that CO2 levels are right now, today, at almost the very lowest they've ever been in the known history of our planet. Note carefully that climate change alarmists never show you this chart. They only want to show you this other chart, which shows from 1960 to the present. Or perhaps they'll show you this chart from 1750 to today, but they won't show you the big chart we're looking at now from 570 million years ago to the present, because that chart shows that human activity couldn't possibly be the only cause of CO2 levels rising in the atmosphere, because the planet did it all by itself long before humans ever got here. Finally, climate change alarmists like to tell you that CO2 levels cause rising global temperatures. They claim it's a strong correlation, and that because CO2 levels are rising right now to 400 parts per million, which again is among the lowest level in the history of the planet, they claim that average global temperatures are going to skyrocket. It's going to melt the ice caps, and it's going to flood the cities with rising ocean levels. You've heard all of those scare stories before, right? What about this picture of the Statue of Liberty practically underwater because of climate change and global warming? It's all junk science, and it's all fear-mongering on the part of the climate change alarmists. Because now, as we can see in this chart, atmospheric CO2 levels have almost nothing to do with average global temperature. Look, the average global temperature has cycled between 12 degrees centigrade to about 22 degrees centigrade several times over the last few hundred million years. This is not correlated with the massive drop in atmospheric CO2 that we've now witnessed down to present day, which puts us at nearly the very lowest levels of CO2 in the history of the planet. Obviously, if CO2 caused global warming, then those time periods in the past when CO2 levels were much, much higher than today, i.e. 4,000 parts per million, 6,000 parts per million or higher, would have had much higher average global temperatures as well. But that's not the case, because 400 parts per million in CO2 does not cause a rapid rise in global temperatures. Note again that climate change alarmists hope you never see this chart. They don't want you to realize that CO2 levels and average global temperature are not strongly correlated as they claim. Finally, note yet again that the bottom right-hand corner of this chart shows the present-day CO2 levels, which are very, very low compared to the history of the planet. As it turns out, average global temperatures are driven more by solar effects as well as volcanic eruptions, which emit vast amounts of particulate matter into the atmosphere, blocking out the sun and causing global cooling. There are many scientists today that are even concerned about a global cooling trend. And if you go back to the media in the 1970s and the 1980s, the mainstream media was warning us all about devastating global cooling, that Earth was going to turn into a giant ice ball and we would all freeze to death and starve to death because no one could grow any food. That's right out of the mainstream media from just a few decades ago. Today, however, that same media uses basically journo-terrorism to scare everybody into falsely believing that if they don't tax your carbon and force you to even stop exhaling because you exhale CO2, then planet Earth is going to be destroyed by CO2. Even though Earth has gone through periods that were over 15 times higher levels of CO2 in the past, and guess what? The planet is still here. The bottom line? The climate change narrative being pushed by the media, by government, by the EPA, and by the scientific community is pure bunk. And in order to pull it off, they have to cheat when they show you their charts to make sure that you never see the big picture. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for Health Ranger Science. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerscience.com, where we are not afraid to question the status quo. Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.